Mighty are faithful in Christ Jesus. Basing on today's gospel reading, on this 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time, I have chosen the theme called Greatness in Being Little. Greatness in Being Little. The disciples were focused on power, position, ego, revenge, and jealousy. Today's disciples are not better too. I mean, we are also the disciples of Jesus, whom we have to put into it and reflect upon. How does one live meaningfully in this life? Jesus shows us the way through today's gospel. Let us reflect upon it one by one. The ability to serve the other. Jesus came to serve. The disciples were thinking of themselves and their glory. But here, Jesus gives himself as an example, who is a servant, to be the servant of all. And secondly, ability to include anyone, taking the example of a child, Jesus puts amidst of them and gives them the explanation how you have to be childlike. Children in Jesus' time had no social or legal status. Thanks be to God. Now, the present scenario and the present society, it gives a lot of respect to the children and protects the rights of children and even punishes the people who abuse them. Right? The image of the child indicates in the time of Jesus the least, lost, lonely, lowly, and the lost. Anyone who welcomes this child in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me, says Jesus in today's gospel, Mark chapter 9, verses 36 to 37. It's a great point of reflection to all of us. There are also very many people amidst of us who are treated as lowly, who are treated as the least and the lost ones. And everyone wants to be important and recognized in the society, in the family, in the places wherever we live. We want recognition. We want to be important over the other. We want to be great over the other. We want to show up other and showing off our talents and making ourselves and posing ourselves as greatest among others. And thirdly, ability to focus on our goal. Jesus teaches us finally how we need to focus on our goal. And we are here to live. Jesus came to die. His death was purpose in his life. A purpose is driven life. Why do we do what we do? The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, chief priests, elders, be rejected and killed, and raised on the third day. He knew of what is going to happen to him. Therefore, he is teaching his disciples how they have to be. Whoever wants to be great, they have to be in humble, maintaining the humility and servant of all, and making themselves as the least of all. Then they will be called as the mightiest and the great in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, Jesus promised that those who become the last of all and the servant of all are the first and are the great. May we live in the humility and lowliness of Christ. This is what we are asked to do by Jesus. And let us pray for peace is to cultivate the ability to bring positive energy to others, to share what we have, and to die for the sake of Christ. It is in giving that we receive, and it is in dying that we are born to the eternal life.